Tantor Audio presents The Death of Caesar, the story of history's most famous assassination, by Barry Strauss. Narrated by Robert Sundin. Part 1. Return to Rome. 1. Riding with Caesar. In August 45 BC, 7 months before the Ides of March, a procession entered the city of Mediolanum, modern Milan, in the hot and steamy northern Italian plain. 2 chariots led the march. In the first stood dictator Gaius Julius Caesar, glowing with his victory over rebel forces in Hispania, Spain. In the position of honor beside Caesar was Marcus Antonius, better known today as Mark Antony. He was Caesar's candidate to be one of Rome's 2 consuls next year, the highest-ranking public officials after the dictator. Behind them came Caesar's protege, Decimus, fresh from a term as governor of Gaul, roughly France. Beside him was Gaius Octavius, better known as Octavian. At the age of only 17, Caesar's grandnephew Octavian was already a man to be reckoned with. The 4 men had met in southern Gaul and traveled together over the Alps. They took the Via Domitia, an old road full of doom and destiny, Hannibal's invasion route, and, according to myth, Hercules rode to Spain. Caesar was heading for Rome. For the 2nd time in a little over a year, he was planning to enter the capital in triumph, proclaiming military victory and an end to the civil war that had begun 4 years earlier at the start of 49 BC. But it was not easy to end the war because its roots went deep. It was, in fact, the 2nd civil war to tear Rome apart in Caesar's lifetime. Each war reflected the overwhelming problems that beset Rome, from poverty in Italy to oppression in the provinces, from the purblind...